My son did not suffer for nothing, my children. Whatever my word is telling you, it is truth, it is yes, and it is amen. Will you just grasp the truth of my word? I am performing miracle after miracle after miracle in your midst. I am bringing those things that I have spoken to you in the past. I am bringing them to the forefront, and you are receiving your miracles. You're receiving every promise that I have promised you. Take a stand right now, my little ones. Take a stand against the evil one. The turbulence is going to get rough, but as you take a stand this day, you will not be moved. The enemy will not be able to unnerve you ever again. You will be able to receive all that I have promised you. I am the great I am. I am the master of the universe. And I am telling you this day that I have changed the atmosphere around about you and over you. You will no longer walk the same way you walked before. You will no longer walk halted or maimed. You will walk whole and you will walk complete. For I, the Lord thy God, I have come upon the scene once again as I have promised. And I have brought my glory, and it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you shall see the miracles that you have need of. You will see your lives changed. You will see your loved ones' lives changed. You will see all things made new. This is a promise that I'm giving to you this day. And I say unto you, I am is on the scene. And I'm not leaving until my son returns for my people. Take heart in me this day. Hold on tight, because we are going on that whirlwind trip that I promised you. And you will never be the same. This, I promise you. You can hold this in the bosom. You can hold this in your heart. You can hold this in your mind. It can consume you. I am has come, and I am has started to change already. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory that's due you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We no longer contain ourselves, Father God, but Father God, we just loose ourselves and we rejoice in you. We rejoice for who you are. We just rejoice for who you are, not what you're going to do for us, but who you are, the true King and the true Lord. My children, the atmosphere is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger with my presence. When you breathe, you will breathe in my glory, and my glory will totally and completely consume you. My glory will overshadow you in such a way that no one will be able to stand in your presence. For I want to use you as vessels of honor to do the mighty works that needs to be done in this dark, dark earth. Come up higher in me right now. Come up higher. Come deeper into me right now. As you sit in those chairs, come deeper into my presence. Come deeper into my bosom. Cling to me right now. Hold fast to me right now. Know that I am the God of this universe. Know that for surety of heart this day. The enemy is not the God of your life. I am the God of your life. I am the one who directs your footsteps, not the enemy. You need never bow your knee again to the enemy. For I, the Lord thy God, I hold you in the very palms of my hand. And my children, I say unto you this day, look up. Look up, for your redemption doth draweth nigh. I am there. I am watching over you. I am there to give you whatever you have need of. I am there to secure you at every turn. Keep looking up. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. Keep looking up. I am surely with you. I am your Father, and I have spoken, and I will not relent. This is your day and this is your hour. Receive it in all of its fullness. Every habit that you have formed, I am destroying that habit right now. Every sickness that has hit your body, I am taking that sickness from you right now. Every disease in your joint and in the marrow of your bones, I am taking that right now. I am the great healer has come to heal my people once again. What the destroyer has destroyed, I am going to restore afresh and anew. hold on to these promises because they are here right now. They are yours to grasp hold of. They are yours to run with. Then as you receive them, freely give them out to others. Oh, you have not yet seen what I am about to do with you. You have not yet seen what I am about to do to this world. But my children, you will see, and you will know, and you will be part of this great overflow of my glory. So rejoice in me, and I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice again. Just keep rejoicing in me. I am the Alpha, the Omega, and the beginning. I am all things in your life. I never leave you nor forsake you. I have surely destroyed the devourer's plan over your life. Grasp that right now. What he meant for your harm, I am now turning around for your good and my glory. Grasp hold of these things this morning and never let go. Never let go. I want you to go rejoicing into the streets, into the countryside, into the stores. I want you to go rejoicing. I want my joy to emanate from your presence. I want my joy to be everything about you. I want you to be a vessel of joy from this moment on. So rejoice in me and know that I am God and I am not a man that I should lie. And what I have spoken, I am surely doing even this second. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year, but this second I am doing what I have spoken to you. I have raised you up for such a time as this. I have raised you up as an army of overcomers. I have raised you up to go forth and to help those who are down in that pit that you used to be in. I have raised you up to do a great and a mighty works for a great and a mighty God. You will do the greater works now that my word talks about. You will be the mountain that people can run to. You will be the strong tower that others can run to. You will be all things because I am in you and they are running to me. And because they are running to me, I will save and I will sanctify and I will fill them with myself as I have filled you. Come away right now, my people, into my kingdom, into my heavenly realm, and don't leave there. Don't leave there. I know you have to be of this world, in this world, but you do not have to be of this world. I know you have to walk these worldly streets, but your spirit man can dwell with me in heavenly places. This is where I feed you. This is where I give you instructions, is in the spirit realm in heavenly places. This is where I need you to be all the time, my children. Come. Come away with me this morning. Do not look to the right nor to the left, but just come. Do not be concerned about the one sitting beside you. You come. You surrender your all this morning. You give me all that I'm asking for this morning. And then watch what I do with those around about you because of your obedience. There's a landslide of souls coming into my house. And I have been preparing your hearts to receive these lost souls. I have been preparing you to minister to them, to deliver them, to set them free from all bondages. I have been working overtime with you. I have been talking to you even as you sleep, putting things into your spirit, man, that you know not of yet, but you will hear of them and you will know them. And as I'm telling you this morning, you will know that I spoke to you even as you slept. In the wee hours of the morning, I come and I visit with you. And I sit beside you and I speak into your bosoms. And I tell you the deep secrets of my kingdom. Not all listen and not all adhere to what I say, but we're not worried about that this morning. I'm just telling you that you are mine. You are the very apple of my eye. And you are a shining light in a dark, dark world. Never allow the enemy to dim your light, not for one second. I am that I am that I am has spoken this to you this day. This landslide of lost souls will look different. They will not be what you expect. They will be dirty. They will be unclean. They will be marked. Their bodies will be marked all over. But you put your arms around about them and you love them. You allow my love to go from you to them. And you watch and see what I do to these lost souls. You watch and see how I love them into my kingdom. You watch and see how I clean them up and how I use them. But I need you to wrap your arms around what you think is dirty and unclean. I need you to wrap your arms around the lepers. I need you to pour your love into them. The love that I have poured into you, the clean love, the unadulterated love, that unconditional love. I need you, little ones, to speak and minister to these lost souls. They need love. They need understanding. They need compassion. And I have poured all that into you over the years. I have been melting the old things in you and putting my things in you. So you are ready, my little ones, to go forth and do this great and mighty works for my kingdom. I promise you, when you go forth, great signs, wonders, and miracles will follow. Now, when I say great signs, wonders, and miracles will follow, they could be a little tiny thing, but yet it will be a great thing in my kingdom. So, little ones, do not look with your natural eyes, but you look through the spiritual eyes, and you will see what I'm talking about when you minister to the people. You know not what I am doing to their hearts. You know not what I am doing to their minds. You just be a love vessel that I can work through. And watch me melt away that cold, cold heart. Watch me melt away that mind that's so messed up and so distorted and by the enemy. And it, all it knows is hate. All it knows is revenge. But I tell you, my children, as you do what I ask you to do this day, you will see lives change. You will see hearts change. You will see mindsets change totally and completely, never to go back to their old ways. This I promise you. This world is dark. It is cold. It is filthy. But there are those out there that I have marked for my kingdom, and those are the ones that I'm going to send into my houses, and those are the ones that I want you to minister to. You will know them. You will know them through the Spirit. You will know the ones that I am sending your way. Now, I want you to rise up in your spirit this day. And I want you to move and move quickly into my kingdom. And I want you to start undertaking the tasks that I have laid before you. And I don't want you to ever look back ever again, because this is a new day and this is a new dawning. This is the beginning of my spring season. This is the beginning of me springing you forth into a brand new season of love, laughter, joy, and peace. You watch and see, my little ones, how you will blossom this spring. You watch and see what I'm about to do with you in every area of your life. I am not going to leave one thing untouched. Everything will be changed totally and completely. You will feel my glory. You will see my glory. You will know my glory like you've been calling out to me. Give me your glory. Give me your glory. Just like Moses, give me your glory. I'm going to give you my glory in all of its fullness. And you watch and see what that glory is going to do for you. And then it will overflow into others. I have spoken this, and so it shall be. Everything I speak truly does come to pass. I am not a false God. I am the triune God, and what I speak is life, and it does not bring death. The only death it brings is to the things that should not be existing in your lives. But when I take away the dead, I always bring new life. I always bring a new refreshing. I am a father who loves his children. I bathe you in my love. I bathe you even with my tears. I bathe you. And I want you to do the same thing to the lost in the dying world. Always remember from whence you came. Remember that once you were dirty and undone. Always remember that I wrapped my arms around about you and I cleaned you up. And I'm the one that brought you forth. Remember, it was I and not you. Always remember this. You will be a dish that many will save, Savior. You will be a dish that many will want to eat from. You will be a dish that people will look at and they'll say, oh, I want that. I desire that. I long for that. Because you will be me. For deeper. My presence will be so in you that when they look at you, they won't see you. They will just see my son, Jesus. They will feel his love and they will feel his peace. They will feel his joy. They will feel his resurrection power emanating from you. I am that I am. And there is none other like me. And you know what? There will be none other like you either. As you march forth and do the great mighty works that I do, heads will turn, eyes will pop open, and they will say, I once knew them, but who are they now? They will see a changed person. They will see a brand new person. They will see a person that emanates my son Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I give you honor and I give you glory. I thank you for it, Father.